Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Text pops up. Twin span is just as important as the causeway, and you barely report on it. Look, I know people are getting cranky, so if you want to text me with something nasty, get it out of your system. I don't care. It's not going to affect me, and it might make you feel better and keep you from snapping at somebody that you care about. Twin spans, we talked to Scott Boyle about this early this morning at 6:15. That's under the purview of DOTD. They hope by this afternoon to have it open, but again, you're talking about blotches of black ice elevated over water, and they have to try to find these, break them up with hammers or propane if necessary. We're looking at a cloudy start here in Belchase, so I don't know if that's going to affect things or not. We were hoping for a fully sunny day, but we're going to talk to the National Weather Service about that as well later on. Jeff Nowak joins us now, our friend, to talk about the NFC playoffs, also about some stuff going on with the Saints. How you doing, Jeff? WWL Saints sideline reporter.
I'm doing good, but you're making me feel bad. I'll stop sending those angry text messages.
No, I don't care. Look, if it makes you feel better, it doesn't hurt my feelings because, you know, I'm a psychopath. I have no feelings. Let's talk about, or sociopath, whatever it is.
Hey, I was going to say, I think you mean sociopath, but that's okay. Only a sociopath would correct you on that.
If there's a pathway, I'm on it. Let's talk about Derek Carr and these rumors. I don't know who started the rumors, but about maybe the Giants expressing some interest.
Yeah, well, I think we'll get to that point in this offseason where, you know, some teams are going to be looking at their quarterback situation, saying who's going to start for as a quarterback. Are there any veteran options out there on the market? And Derek Carr is probably going to intrigue some people. He's got a pretty big contract number, but if you're a team with cap space, that might not be your biggest issue, and you're going to look at it and say, hey, this is a veteran quarterback. He's put up some pretty good numbers. What I could say for the Giants is all they really have at this point to be happy about is a defensive line, an offensive line, and a star wide receiver. And, you know, if you're a team with an offensive line and a star wide receiver and no quarterback, you're going to be looking for someone who can complete passes. It's a quarterback statistical dream because the defense isn't going to slow anybody down, and you're going to be able to have some time and a guy to throw to. So I wouldn't rule it out.
This is not against anything against Derek Carr. It's about situations and fit. And Derek Carr himself could be a lot more successful and a lot happier in a different situation. As I understand it, not a great year for quarterbacks, but you got Spencer Rattler set the Saints rookie passing record last season. So if you are going to have a new coach coming in, maybe not a great year for a quarterback in a draft, maybe it would be a good time for the Saints to open some space up. I'm just saying in my mind's eye, Jeff, you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. Maybe better move for Derek Carr. Saints open up some money under the cap. See what Spencer Rattler can do this year. And then maybe as a bridge quarterback, if you're going to have one instead of Derek Carr, make it Spencer Rattler. And then see what happens after that. Thoughts on all of that?
Well, what I will say is you're not really opening up a ton of space on the cap. Because it's how you structure Derek Carr's contract. You're going to eat a $40 million cap hit if you trade him. That will free up $11 million you know, because if you trade him, you will his roster bonus has an offset clause. So if you did trade him, you would save that $10 million. So right now his cap number is $50 million. If you keep him on the roster, and you'd probably restructure a good chunk of that. If you trade him, that's down to $40 million, and you'd have to figure out a way to eat that cap hit while keeping in mind you still have to clear about $40 million in cap space through restructures or cuts or whatever. So it would not make things easier in terms of building a roster this year. What it would do is create a scenario where you go into 2026 and you're free and clear of that Derek Carr contract, and that's definitely going to be an attractive option if you're a coach that's willing to go into next season feeling like we might struggle, but it's okay. We're going to come out the other side a much better group for that. So something to keep in mind. The other thing that I don't see people talking about is Derek Carr has a no trade clause in his contract. So he only goes to the place he wants to go.
But
so
again,
if he sees New York and says, I don't want to go there, and New York is the only team trying to offer a trade for him, he can say no. So that's, you know, we ran into that with the Raiders when the Raiders tried to get rid of him, and there were a couple teams that, you know, that were willing to maybe trade for him, and he was like, I'd rather just go into free agency. It's a little different this time because I just don't see a scenario where the Saints cut Derek outright.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Mm-hmm. It just would not make sense financially for the team, and they would have to really, really want to get rid of him if that was the case. And I just don't see that being true. So I really do think this is going to be a scenario where if a team wants him, they'd have to come trade for him. I don't think they're going to be able to sign him as a free agent.
All right. And again, I'm not trying to get rid of Derek Carr. I'm just saying there could be a situation where maybe it works out best for everybody. That's all. We'll take a break, come back, talk about AFC, NFC championship games, and also about some head coaching moves that are happening in the NFL and how it affects the Saints' search for a new head coach. Jeff Nowak, our guest, WWL Saints sideline reporter. The causeway's open. You'll hear about that in traffic in a second. Also, the latest on Twin Spans, everything else. Matter of fact, let's look at it right now. 822 traffic on WWL. All right, 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. What's going on with the new Jaguars head coach and the NFL head coaches search and all that stuff, Jeff? The latest?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird situation with the Jaguars because it seemed like they had moved on from Liam Cohen. Liam signed an extension to stay with the Bucs. He was going to be the highest paid offensive coordinator in the NFL. And then the Jaguars go and fire Trent Baalke, their GM, and suddenly Liam Cohen is back in the mix. The Crick is going to take that job. So that takes another head coach vacancy off the table, and it means the Bucs, for the third consecutive year, Todd Bowles is sitting there trying to find a new offensive coordinator. He's done a pretty good job the last two times, so you should feel confident. But it's one of the issues with defensive head coaches, non-offensive head coaches, is everyone wants to hire those hotshot offensive coordinators, and you're sitting there trying to make the right decision over and over and over again, and sometimes you get it wrong. So it's the Saints and the Raiders look like they're the last two teams on the pile there.
Nothing really. Are we going in a dead period here 2 weeks before the Super Bowl where nothing's going to move as far as Saints head coaches or at least announcements or anything because the NFL likes all the attention to be for the Super Bowl, right?
No, I don't think that's true. I think the Saints are going to continue to do their interviews. I mean, the NFL's not saying, like, don't hire a head coach during the Super Bowl window.
I understand that, but
so they're going to interview, you know, Mike Kafka, Anthony Weaver. Sounds like they're going to try to interview Mike McCarthy. What's going to happen next week probably is they're going to try to schedule interviews with Joe Brady and Kellen Moore, maybe some other candidates if anyone catches their eye, because you can't actually talk to coaches on any of those championship team rosters in person until after the title games are played. And then you're going to have that open week. What's going to be beneficial for the Saints in this situation is if, say, it's the Eagles and Bills in the Super Bowl. Well, I think most coaches would be like, hey, I kind of want to focus on the Super Bowl. Well, that's in New Orleans, so they're going to be here anyway. So if there was, it might make it a little easier to coordinate an in-person interview during that open week if they could just come down a day early and just sit and do that rather than, you know, having to fly out to wherever, right? And then take the attention off their team. So I think that might work out. And then if they lose, then they're free anyway. So I think the Super Bowl being in New Orleans this year might actually work to their advantage with those two guys in particular. But I don't think they're going to rush to make a head coaching hire. That's one of the things that annoys me about these head coaching searches. It sees them just all in a rush to hire somebody first, and then they fire them 2 years later. I'm like, what went wrong? Anyway, so I think the Saints will take their time, but they'll get their due diligence on these guys.
Do me a favor, Jeff. Don't ever correct me on the air again, please. No, I'm just teasing you. I appreciate your insights. I always do. But let me ask you this real quick about the Derek Carr piece of this puzzle as it relates to the coaches search. Does one affect the other or not?
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Whatever coach you hire is going to have a big say in what happens to Derek Carr, no question.
So, and then that goes back to Mickey Loomis and his thoughts on Derek Carr, and then you ask, I'm just wondering about the interview process here. You ask, so what would you like to do with the Saints offense? And Mickey Loomis also has a vision about Derek Carr, whether to keep him or not, right?
Yeah, I'll put it this way. It's going to be a lot more about one than the other. It's going to be about what the head coach wants, not so much about what you want to do with Derek Carr. Like, you're not going to make the coach decision based on what you want for Derek Carr. You're going to make the Derek Carr decision based on what you want for the head coach.
That makes sense. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Oh, you want to pick some winners for the weekend?
I'm going Bills and Eagles.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
We'll
see. Sorry, guys.
No, that's all right. No. There's no sorry. I'm just wanting to know what you thought. We'll take a break and come back and talk with Brian Adams, state fire marshal. A tragedy happened overnight. We'll talk about that and also about fire safety. We'll check in with the National Weather Service about clouds and sun and snow melt and more. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Eno's Inn.